this is EAA and it's built on volunteerism. It's absolutely amazing how everybody here are part of the group that we are from all over the world, coming and giving of their time to make this show so incredible for everyone.
Longtime convention chairman, former president of EAA, Tom Poberesny, passed away this morning.
This is the house that Paul Poberesny built. This is the house that Tom held steady.
This is all a testament to what Tom's vision was.
Tom was such a unique individual. And I think what was incredible, he would run this show, and in the middle of the afternoon, he'd fly tight formation aerobatics. It's really amazing, but you can tell he cared so deeply. He moved this event from the gathering of hobbyists to what it's become.
We're carrying on his tradition.
If you can create flight with your bare hands, that's incredible.
The volunteering aspect of it is the best experience of the year.
Why don't we go home? Why don't we just stay?
We are back. Welcome back to EAA Radio. I'm Tommy.
And I'm Jim.
And joining us, as always at this time,
Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And joining us,
I'm Steve Buss. And we're going to talk with a longtime EAA volunteer.
Welcome back, Amy.
Well, thank you very much. Mike, we've done the hot swap again on guests. Who do we have now?
I'm Farid Gio, along with
Paul Prediker. So nice to be back.
And we have with us
J-Mod G. We're on the fly. It's a beautiful day. Come on down.
Josiah Melky. And this is TN Turbulence.
This is EAA Radio News. I'm Bob Collins.
I love these people.
We are volunteers here on the showgrounds.
We're up and ready to go, and welcome to 2022 Air Venture.
We're always a work in progress.
Grammar and punctuation, don't worry about that. Throw grammar and punctuation out the window.
Got that right.
Hangar D.
D as in, don't you know? That's some pretty provocative fighting words.
Big year this year, 75th. Anniversary Air Force. NASA.
NASA good.
I was over the moon.
It never ceases to amaze me, all the projects that NASA is involved with. Are you a rocket scientist?
We are going to build a sustainable moon base. And the reason that we're doing that is because it's not about the moon this time. It's about Mars.
So that eventually we can get on to put humans on Mars.
Wow.
69 or yeah. So? I think it was 69.
Nice.
Our precious jewels? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I can take this all day. We're used to dripping.
It's still dripping wet everywhere. It's
sufficiently slicked.
Right, right.
Can I put in a request for a bidet?
If it fits, they f***s.
Tommy, F you.
Damn it, Jim.
Okay, you are going down the rabbit hole. And
I am.
After that last segment, I just don't have it in me.
After I get certain parts of anatomy out of my throat, I'll worry about the pictures.
Anywho.
But I want to roll you back just a little bit.
We were upgraded to an honorable company, because obviously all pilots are honorable. We all know that.
Good luck flying a million kids. And now here we are 30 years later.
Total number of Young Eagle flights?
2,264,804.
The perfect program for all of us old guys calling it Bald Eagles.
Our whole mission is to show people if they want to pursue aviation as a career, there is a pathway.
We need to get pilots out to these communities so that visibility of if you can see it, you can be it.
If the doors are closed, just go through the windows.
Being the first isn't really the goal or the end. It's a means to that goal of hopefully final equality. So I'm trying to do my part.
It is an organization for everybody in this industry, everybody who wants this industry to grow and flourish.
And everybody else out there. We have a lot of listeners online.
It's a microcosm of really everything. Pilots, mechanics.
Hey, I married my mechanic, so I love mechanics.
All different kinds of aircraft. Anything from home builds to ultralights to commercial aircraft. It's a very mixed bag, I guess you could say.
So we're focused on those positive human stories. We can talk about airplanes all day long, but it's the people who make these planes so special.
There is a place for everybody in Women in Aviation International, and I think that it's a great network of women and men supporting each other.
Where else can you go where you have something in common with 200,000 people and everyone's smiling and glad to be here?
You step out of class when you see Oshkosh, Wisconsin calling. I have a loaded cooler full of anything I want.
Wow, you're not going to believe this.
The can of tactical bacon.
Now, I have to say, the opinions expressed should not be constituted as any kind of endorsement by the Experimental Aircraft Association or its divisions or other associated entities, but tactical bacon is fantastic.
We figured this was the only way to get you to shut up for 2 minutes.
And it didn't work.
When you let volunteers loose.
Yeah, that's what happens.
From everyone here, thank you for listening to
EAA Radio.
Good stuff.